This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. The Navy recently picked a shipyard in Connecticut to build 12 new submarines in what could be a $100 billion project that should secure the future of General Dynamics Electric Boat Yard for the next couple of decades. But as Harriet Jones reports, hiring thousands of workers presents a few challenges.
Take your measurement more than once, take it twice.
After hours at a technical high school in Groton, Connecticut, a small class of men and women gathers around instructor Robert Morelli to prepare for a hands-on measuring test.
But I shouldn't have told you all this stuff. You should have figured it out yourself, right?
For decades, Groton was the company town of submarine maker Electric Boat. But after the end of the Cold War, shipbuilding declined, and the two largest casinos in the world, Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun, were built nearby. Blue-collar work shifted from welding and machining to bartending and table game dealing. Now the casinos are struggling in the shipyard is hiring. But there's a hitch, according to Electric Boat principal engineer Pat Larkin.
What we're finding when we go to interview people is that we're not getting the basic skills required to enter into the manufacturing field.
He says from math competency to handling tools, applicants no longer have what it takes. A new training course was needed, bringing together local colleges and the shipyard to create an effective, tailored curriculum.
You know, I won't say that in those meetings that there was a little glass being broken and maybe feelings being hurt temporarily.
That's John Beauregard from the local Workforce Investment Board, who's implementing a $6 million federal grant to create several different courses.
We really got a long way to designing exactly what both parties needed.
29-year-old Jason Barnwell used to work at the casinos in maintenance. Now he's learning one end of a boat from the other.
I don't want to become a machinist, but I will move up the chain, get my experience in the trade, and then advance through the company.
Robert Morelli, the instructor, worked at Electric Boat for more than 30 years. He jumped at the chance to pass on his knowledge.
And I told all those students that, you know, you guys are very fortunate. EB is going to build up right now. They're going to go back to the numbers I worked with, 18,000 people in that shipyard. That's a blessing for you and your future.
And there seem to be plenty who realize it. In the first 6 weeks it was advertised, this course attracted 600 applicants. In Groton, I'm Harriet Jones for Marketplace.